Hello, everyone. The month of June is here, and so are the snippets with me, with Uta. The sunny weather changing into a damper climate means mosquitoes. Mosquitoes could spread viruses. The UK has been put at risk of dengue fever, chikungunya, and Zika virus by climate change, infectious disease experts have warned. Viruses previously confined to much warmer countries could be entering the country for the first time. Climate change has already fostered the conditions for the new Asian tiger mosquito species to become widespread in London and the southeast because they are the warmest part of the UK. The Asian tiger mosquito is responsible for transmitting viruses such as dengue fever, chikungunya, and Zika virus. Symptoms of the viruses include fever, headaches, muscle and joint pain, nausea, vomiting, and fatigue. And they can very occasionally be fatal. So, mainly head, face, arms are affected, but also the neck. And check your neck. Yes, also check your neck and head for other issues. Drug holds off head and neck cancers. This is a new development. A drug could help some cancer patients live years longer without the disease getting worse or returning, a trial has found. Pembrolizumab, sold under the brand name of Keytruda, kept head and neck cancers at bay for 5 years compared to 30 months with standard care. It also slashed the risk of the disease returning in another part of the body, the study suggests. The global KEYNOTE-689 trial was carried out at 192 sites in 24 countries and involved 714 patients. In total, 363 people received pembrolizumab followed by standard care, with the remainder receiving standard care only. We always have to watch out for illnesses or accidents, don't we? Or haven't we? But being sensible, one can avoid accidents. Yes. Accidents, well, avoid them. Don't stand on furniture, for example. Yes, that's somebody said that. One thing I wouldn't do is stand on a chair or furniture to clean curtains or change a light bulb, because you don't have enough stability, so you can lose your balance and fall. Most of the falls we see in the emergency department are caused by people trying to clean or change a curtain, clean windows or change a light bulb, but they are on top of a chair, which sometimes is even on top of a cabinet, and they don't have enough balance. They might end up with an ankle fracture or femur fracture, which is the thigh bone, or even a neck fracture requiring surgery, which is something you don't want, especially in over 65s. Older patients are more likely to experience complications, spend longer in hospital and get infections, and deteriorate after surgery. Children are prone to accidents, aren't they, by being very active or boisterous. But here's a solution. Children are calmed by sound restraint. Nervous children starting school can be calmed by sound insulation tiles, research shows. A room architecture can help to soothe some concerns when they are first separated from parents, meet new people and hear new noises. Japanese scientists have claimed that. They said that children developing their language and speech can have a hard time listening, so a classroom with lots of noise and reverberation can cause them to talk louder. Ikuri Matsuka, a master's student at Kumato University in Tokyo, said that. Well, a good influence to calm people down is to have a dog. The love of a dog. Have you got one? Well, the Jack Russell Terriers gets a royal boost. Yes, it's the breed which comes back into fashion. There has been a surge in numbers of Jack Russell Terriers in the UK since the start of the year, according to the Kennel Club. Puppy registrations of the breed, which is beloved by Queen Camilla, have increased by 75% in comparison to 2024. The Queen announced another Jack Russell had arrived in the royal household, Molly, earlier this year. Molly was adopted from Battersea Dogs Home and joined Bluebell, who had been with Charles and Camilla since 2011. Another British breed, the Cocker Spaniel, is currently the second most popular breed. If you rather watch animals to calm you down, give you a sense of happiness, maybe you're interested in wildlife. Migrating whales give birth on the go. Humpback whales give birth while migrating and carry on traveling, research has shown. The findings suggest that the species migrations along the humpback highway to tropical waters are not as essential as previously believed for giving birth. Calves can be born as far south as Tasmania or New Zealand even. Well, take a step back. Here comes trouble. Be prepared when ordering a takeaway. Well, yes, we're not talking about whales, we're talking about alligators. An alligator got in the way of snappy pizza delivery. A pizza delivery nearly went badly wrong when an 8-foot alligator turned up and squatted outside the drop-off address. A police officer was called to a suburban neighborhood in Florida following reports of an alligator on the loose. Bodycam footage from police in Bradenton, south of Tampa, on Florida's west coast, shows the frightened pizza delivery driver asking the officer for help delivering the order after the alligator crawled beneath a car on the driveway outside the house. When the woman who ordered the pizza appears in the door, the officer tells her not to come out. "Oh my God," she exclaimed. "My heavens, there's an alligator under my car. Oh my lordy." She then demands, "Where's my pizza?" The officer tells her to get back in her house and goes around the back to deliver the pizza. According to police, the animal was later removed. Well, an alligator on your doorstep. What else can you think of? What about a ship? A proper one. But in your back garden? In Norway. Yes, in Norway it happened. A ship runs aground in a man's garden. A Norwegian man received a shock when he woke up to find that an enormous cargo ship had run aground in his back garden. Johan Helberg, who lives in Beineset along the Trondheim Fjord's coast, said he slept through the commotion early on Thursday morning and only realized the 135-meter ship had crashed when a panicked neighbor informed him. 135 meters is the equivalent to 443 feet. 5 meters further south and it would have entered the bedroom, Mr. Helberg noted. Police are investigating what caused the crash. And before you think of selling your house because of danger lurking or something else, search your cupboards. House movers find hoard of useless junk. Keys and cables with a mystery purpose, food well past its use-by date, single shoes, menus from defunct restaurants, and gadgets past their prime are among the most ridiculous items at home movers have uncovered while packing for their new property, a survey by Compare My Move has found. Well, I can think of some old menus and all sorts of other things in my drawers in the house, so I might have a look and see if I can clear out something. I always say one day you'll find something of value or special interest. I have to laugh about that. A 200-year-old condom is a museum piece now. Yes, the Netherlands National Museum has a new object on display that merges art with Amsterdam's red light district. An antique condom emblazoned with erotic art. The Rijksmuseum said that the item is believed to be from around 1830 and depicts both the playful and the serious side of sexual health. Well, I'd rather have Napoleon's sabre. It's for auction. It's up for auction. The sabre that Napoleon ordered for his personal use from the armourer Nicolas Noël Boutet in 1802 is displayed before its auction on Drouot Auction House in Paris. We don't know the price yet, but it might come up soon. Not interested in a sabre? Huh? Maybe a car will do? Car for sale. Careful owner didn't drive it. Oasis guitarist Noel Gallagher's 1997 Bentley Turbo R has gone on sale priced at £1.2 million. And it's a car he has never driven. The 58-year-old once told Zoe Ball on the BBC Radio 2 breakfast show that he gave up learning to drive after being mobbed by children when he was told to park close to a school while on a lesson. The Sabre, the car, well, or is it Sabre? I don't know. But anyway, the Sabre, Sabre, the car, any other thing, coins, whatever, they're all part of history, aren't they? But best of all, the Tower of London. And the Tower of London tops tourists' tastes. The Tower of London has been named the top tourist attraction for visitors to the capital. Covent Garden was second, followed by Buckingham Palace, according to research among 13,500 people by the hotel group Travelodge. A number of museums featured in the top 20, including the Natural History Museum, the British Museum, and the V&A, the Victoria and Albert. Other favourites included Camden Market, Battersea Power Station, and St. Paul's Cathedral. A Travelodge spokesperson said, "It's also great to see newer attractions such as Battersea Power Station coming into the first 1 to 20. Someone who is making history is a boy who had lost his arm. Boy's prosthetic arm has Lego bricks in it. A Lego-loving 8-year-old born with a limb difference has a new prosthetic arm that includes bricks by the Danish toy brand. The bespoke arm for a boy named Toby has been made by Portsmouth Enablement Centre and it's coloured with an interlocking brick design but also features two actual pieces. Our technicians enjoy being creative, whether it's crafting limbs with superhero designs or incorporating family photos," said PEC Prosthetics Clinical Manager Lucy Riddle. "The biggest reward is seeing the difference it makes to someone's life." Well, what an incredible construction. The question is, did you build with Lego when you were little or even now? I mean, it's an obsession for some. So what was or is your hobby? A schoolgirl is riding her hobby horse to Finland. That's a new thing to me. A British schoolgirl is heading to the World Hobby Horse Championships next month to represent the UK. Maisie Scudden, 15 years old, from Farham in Hampshire, only took up the sport last year after she spotted Finnish competitors on TikTok. She is one of three people representing the UK at the competition taking place in Seinäjoki, Finland, on June the 14th. Hobby horsing involves participants using a stick horse to compete movements similar to real show jumping or dressage. The competition will involve her competing against 50 children from around the world. "I've been working on my jumps a lot," she says, "and that's going really well, and I'm just going to try my best." Maisie first saw hobby horsing on TikTok and started searching for nearby competitions. Well, maybe you just want to sit down with your child, grandchild or loved one when they watch a cartoon. Watch Peppa Pig? Peppa Pig, yes, a new Peppa Pig piglet was revealed. The name and first picture of Peppa Pig's baby sister have been revealed as the family welcome a new member. The animated TV show, which has told the story of Peppa, Daddy Pig, Mummy Pig and her little brother George for more than 2 decades, announced the pregnancy in February and now the little piglet is there. Well, I am very delighted to say I'm looking forward to the next weekend when I cuddle a baby. Well, it's my first grandchild and it arrived a few days ago. So wishing all of you happy family time. This is goodbye from me, goodbye from Uta.